Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 8, we were hearing yesterday how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had started his nocturnal kirtans in the house of Srivas Pandit. He's collected a group of his eternal associates, and we read their names yesterday. And we're hoping that maybe tonight we'll get invited, that our name will be on the roster, and we'll be invited to take part. But we left off yesterday is that the devotees were very happy. They were chanting very loudly and dancing ecstatically. So that was very positive on one side. But on the other side, because this world is dvandva, it's a world of duality. Isha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata. Living entities are born into this material world overcome by dualities of desire and envy. Dvandva. So that means this is a world of duality. Everywhere you find duality. Day and night, happy and sad, rich and poor, haves and have-nots. So on one side there's joy, happiness, jubilation, sankirtan, celebration of the holy name in association with the Lord and his devotees. But if you have devotees, because it's a world of duality, then you must have non-devotees. Right. If you have theists, then you must have atheists. If you have Gnostics, you must have Astics. So now we're going to hear, what is the response of the anti-party, of the non-devotees? Shunya pashandi sabha maraye balgiya nishaya egula kaya madira aniya. Hearing the sound of Mahaprabhu's kirtan vilas, the pashandis, atheists, they also started jumping, but they were jumping in anger. And they said, these fellows drink wine at night. In other words, they're jumping around because they're drunk. They're intoxicated. So this word that's used, balgia, means they were jumping with rage. The atheists were totally enraged at this outlandish performance of Sankirtan by the devotee class. Egula sakale marumati siddhijane ratrikare mantra japi panchakanya ane. The atheists go on with their aspersions. These people, they know the mystic perfection of marumati. They chant mantras at night to call five virgins. So now the plot is getting thicker. Pancha Kanya. First they get intoxicated, then they call a bunch of virgin girls, and then? Then what? So it says here that there's a commentary. The devotees achieve the perfection known as Marumati. And by the influence of mantras, they call five kinds of unmarried girls and have illicit affairs with them. The medieval age was polluted by various abominable activities like the panchamakara and virachara practiced by tantrics in the mode of ignorance. Wow. Marumati siddhi is achieved by invoking a particular heavenly damsel named Marumati. It is described in the Krikalasa Deepika. Krikalasa Deepika. As follows. Marumati is a name of a particular heavenly damsel. This means a Swarga Devi. Swarga Devi. Ramboru, Tilotama, Uravasi, Marumati. These are famous society girls of heavenly planets. High society girls. Say, a sadhaka can control her through mantras. Interesting, sadhaka. By achieving perfection in this art. Previously there's a footnote. The medieval age, this means in the 1500s, 500 years ago in Bengal, there were groups that the time period was polluted by different groups. There was Panchamakara and Virachara. The Panchamakara, they were a group of people, tantrics, that they were involved with the 5 M's. You've heard of the 3M company. 3M scotch tape, 3M sticky things, and 3M washing green pads to wash your pots with, made by 3M. It means Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, 3M company. So this is the Pancha Ma Kara, means ta, ka ka ga ka ma, you know, akara. So it means five ma's. Pancha Makara, Makara means five. So this group of people, they are involved with the 5M company. Mans, Madhya, Matsya, Mahila, and Mitun. These were the 5 M's that they were involved with, this group of so-called tantrics. They would use mantras and get women or whatever, and they would engage in these 5 activities. Eating meat, wine, fish, women, and sex. And then there was another group called the Virachar, which was a tantric practice based on sex. So these people in Mayapur, 500 years ago, these atheists and Pashandis, who were maybe inclined towards these type of irreligious practices, they were accusing the associates of Lord Chaitanya, who were chanting in the nighttime in Srivasangam. They were having Sankirtan and chanting in ecstasy. They were accusing them, these people must be like this. They must be chanting, they must be drinking, they must be eating meat, they won't let anybody in. It's a very private party by invitation only. Anyone knocks on the gate of the boundary wall, they say, hey, Jao, no entry. No entry here. So the people were, they were conjecturing this is some secret society. And they must be doing all these things. So this is quite an interesting comment on the times. Bengal, of course, is famous for tantric, so they use tantric for all kinds of material and even sinful things. So these atheists have something more to say. Chari prahara nisha nidra yayite napai bola bola hunkara shuniye sadhai bhagiya maraya jata pashandiragan anande kirtana kare shri shachinandhan. They said, 12 hours have passed of the night and we could not sleep. All we hear is the loud sound of bol, bol, bol. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol. Hari hari bol, hari hari bol. In this way, the atheist spoke in anger as Sri Sachinandan blissfully engaged in kirtan. One side, bliss and joy, the other side, anger and envy. This is the material world. At one time, Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, and the neighbors, they were complaining to the devotees. They said, you people, you don't work. You simply jump up and down, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you go out on the street and you beat your tambourines. You beat your tambourines. That was their idea, mridanga and kartals. You beat your tambourines and you have, we see you have 10 brand new cars in your parking lot. The temple cars, Sankirtan cars. Actually, they were vans. Vans even more costly, like a truck. You have 10 brand new vans. And all you people are walking up and down, you're only smiling all the time. And you're not working. It's simply Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And then we're your neighbors. We live on this street. The name of the street of the temple was called Watseka. Watseka. And the devotees used to call it Watasika. Watashika. This is called Shika. You say Choti or something. Choti in Hindi, they say Choti. But it's called Shika. So the street was called Watseka. And they called it Watashika. And they would even ask us, what is that? They say Shika. And they say, what a Shika. So yes, we live on Watseka Avenue. So then these Western American people in Los Angeles, they were complaining to devotees, what is this? You have all the new cars, and we work so hard, and we have this beat-up car, and used car, and nobody's smiling over here. The only time I ever smiled was in my wedding photograph. You see on the wall, there's a picture of my wedding photograph with me and my wife. That's the last day I smiled. (Laughter) And since then, it's been downhill all the way. So, so then they mentioned this complaint to Srila Prabhupada. So then Srila Prabhupada replied, he said, why don't you tell them? He responded by saying, why don't you tell them? Well, don't complain. Why don't you join us? Why don't you join us? You can also get a new car. If you join us, you can get a new car and you can also smile like us. And then Prabhupada said, but I think if they ask you what are the requirements, that then they'll say, oh, forget it. Because when you say, yes, you please join us and you will also smile and you'll get a new car or a new van like we have in our parking lot. Then they might say, what are the requirements, the requisites? Well, you have to get up at 4 a.m. every day. 4 a.m.? You have to rise up, you wake up. Yes, and you have to take a cold shower. A cold shower? And so they won't. So they'll criticize the devotees, and because they're Pashandis or Gnostics. But if we invite them, don't criticize and join them. So if we invite them, please join us. And they'll say, no. I want to suffer. So that's our free will. We can surrender to Krishna and go back to Godhead, or we cannot surrender and stay here. So this Lord Chaitanya, he's absorbed on his side. He's blissfully absorbed. And now we'll go back to the. Now the camera switches. If this is a movie, imagine you're watching the movie and the camera's on the Lord Chaitanya's associates and they're dancing. The next camera's on the atheists outside the wall of Srivasa Thakur's house. They're trying to get in and they're standing out the gate. Hey, they won't let us in. What's going on? Now they're all drunk with wine and they have women in there. What are they doing? And so then you see the faces of all these Pashandis and then the camera switches back to the kirtan. Lord Chaitanya is in bliss, right? Shunile kirtana matra prabhura sharire baya nahi take pare prithivi upare. As soon as Lord Vishwambar heard the sound of the kirtan, he lost external consciousness and fell to the ground. So he was quite moved by that kirtan. Hina se achara prabhu pare nirantar prithvi haya kanda kanda sabai paya dhar. Lord Vishwambar Sri Chaitanya repeatedly fell to the ground with such force that the earth broke into pieces and everyone became frightened. When he fell to the ground, the earth cracked apart. A human-induced earthquake. Usually the earth, there's tremors and the earth trembles and maybe it opens up. It's called earthquake or tremors and there's some crack or it's called fault. The earth will open up if it's very powerful. So Lord Chaitanya is falling on the ground and causing the earth to crack. Everyone became filled with anxiety. Se komala sharira achara bharadeki govinda smaraye ai muda duhi anki. When Mother Shashi saw the Lord's soft body falling forcefully to the ground, she closed her eyes and remembered Govinda. That she's a pious Brahmani of Mayapur, and she also worships the Lord in her house. They have their Kula Devata and their Gar Mandir, and Lord Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, and Shalagram. And so whenever anything inauspicious happens to a devotee, if they see something inauspicious or they hear something inauspicious, if they're a Vaishnava, then they'll immediately respond to that amangal drishti or sound, shabda, Vishnu, 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 Vishnu. Or in this case, she said, Govinda, 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 Govinda. Because she was thinking, what can I do? It's out of my control. My son, Vishwambar, he's just collapsing on the ground. So she remembered, Govinda Smaraye. Prabhu Seya Charakaya, Vaishnava Avesh, Tatapiya Ai Dukha Payas Nehavash Vase. Although Lord Vishwambar fell with great force due to being absorbed in the mood of a Vaishnava, Mother Shachi felt unhappy out of affection. Sneha. Achadera Aina Janena Pratikar E Bola Bale Kaku Kariya Apar. Mother Shachi did not know how to prevent this. She repeatedly pleaded in the following words, Kripa Kari Krishna Mori Deya Evar Ye Samayaya Chara Kayena Vishvambhar Muniyena Taha Nahi Janon Se Samai Hina Kripa Kara Mori Krishna Mahashai. Oh Krishna, please give me this benediction. When my Vishvambhar falls forcefully to the ground, may I not know anything about it. Oh Krishna, please show me this mercy. Mother Shachi goes on. Yajyapiya paranande tanra nahi dukha tatapiha na janile mora bhara sukha. Although due to spiritual ecstasy, Vishvambhar does not feel any distress, I would be happy to remain unaware of this. So, Mother Sachi, the mother of Lord Vishvambhar, Nimai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she's aware of the tattva. She's well aware of the spiritual truths, that when one is absorbed in antardhasha, or internal consciousness, absorbed in spiritual consciousness, relishing ecstasy in their individual relationship with the Lord, they are completely oblivious to their surroundings. They don't know, they can't hear if someone calls their name, they can't feel if someone touches them, and they can't even perceive if they crash on the ground with such force that the ground cracks in half. Sometimes it's explained that we read in the Bhagavatam, Dasama Skanda, when Krishna is walking in the footpaths of Vrindavan behind the cows, sometimes he steps on thorns or sharp stones or pebbles or these seeds, dry seeds of trees, sometimes are very piercing to the skin. And the gopis are praying like that. They say, oh my Lord, we're so concerned, we're so worried that your very tender and soft feet might become pricked by the sharp stones or the thorns as you walk on the footpaths behind the cows, because the cows, they are not trained. They're not some type of domestic trained animal that they'll only walk on the footpaths. It is the nature of the cows to go hither and thither. They go here, and there may be a main road from Nandagram to Govardhan, but once they get to Govardhan, then they'll see any grass growing here and there, they'll run to that green grass. And they'll go off the path. They won't go on the main path. So they'll follow their eyes to that green grass. And everywhere, once you get off the main footpath, there's so many stickers and thorns and sharp items. And you'll run behind the cows to call them and collect them, and surely your tender soft feet will be pricked over there and punctured and scratched. And we know how soft your feet are, because once in the past, we have massaged your feet and we held your feet tenderly on our breast, and we felt that our breasts are harder than your feet, are so soft. Your feet are like butter. So the gopis are saying this because they understand. They are also wandering around in the village and the forests and valleys of Vrindavan, so they know exactly what it's like. But the acharyas are commenting, on one level these thorns are there. But when Krishna actually walks, when Krishna is walking on the footpath and he steps on that thorn, by yoga, the thorn is there, but as soon as Krishna's foot comes, he's taking a step to come down where that thorn is standing, or that sharp seed is standing on the lying on the ground, then that thorn turns into butter. Makan. Makan? And because by the influence of Yoga Maya, because this is not an abode, there is no pain in the spiritual world. So, but the thorns are there to create the bhav, to create the intense love in the hearts of the devotees, that they'll worry about Krishna. Because so that's from one level, the thorns are for the gopis to increase their attachment, to increase their love and absorption in Krishna's pleasure, satisfaction, safety. Because in Madhurya Ras, all the rasas are combined there. There's the mood of protection, the mood of nourishment of Vatsalya, the mood of chastising and correcting of Vatsalya. And there's the mood of sakya, of friendship and intimacy and confidentiality. And there's the mood of dasya. So dasya bhava is there, sakya bhava, vatsalya bhava, it all mixed with madhurya. Of course, madhurya has its own unique contribution of offering one's very body for the pleasure of the beloved in the most intimate settings and vilas and pastimes. So they're worried, like a mother worries about her child. The gopis also worry about Krishna, their beloved, paramour, their nagar, their nayak. So here, Lord Chaitanya is falling on the ground. So Mother Shachi, she's seeing him fall on the ground, and she's seeing the ground crack from the force. But you have to understand, who is that ground? Who is that ground? I'm not saying what is that ground. Everyone knows what is the ground, but we have to think, who is that ground? That ground is Dharani, Sri Dharani. Dharani means Bhumi Mata. Bhumi Mata is one of the seven mothers of the human society. So she's the mother. So the mother wants only happiness for the child. She does not want any distress or any pain or any anxiety or any difficulty. And moreover, this mother Bhumi is in Mayapur. This mother Bhumi is functioning in conjunction with Balaram or Sandini Shakti. So therefore, she's not only a mother, but she's a devotee. She's Lord Chaitanya's devotee. So when he's crashing on the ground with this mountainous earthquake-like force, the Mother Bhumi, she, from her perspective, she turns her ground into the softest mattress. The ground becomes so soft and so cushiony that Lord Chaitanya doesn't feel any pain. So that's on one level, because this is all the arrangement of Yoga Maya. This is Yoga Maya Shakti, which is functioning in Navadvip and functioning in Vrindavan. Yoga Maya Shakti makes the thorn turn into butter. It makes the ground feel like a 3 foot thick rasai. Rasai? 3 feet, 3 foot, 1 meter of cotton. 1 meter thick cotton rasai. So enlarge it two, you know. What is the difficulty there? But we want to see that, oh, this is happening. So she's seeing from her level. Because as we have mentioned many times, one sees according to their bhav. What is your mood? What is your mood? What is your angle? What is your love? What is the position of your heart? The heart determines your vision. One sees according to their bhav, especially amongst the parishads of the Lord. He was unaware of this going on because of his spiritual ecstasy. Aira chitera icha jani gora chandra se mata tanhare dilena parananda yatakshana prabhu kare hari sankirtan aira na take kichu baya tatakshan. Realizing the inner desire of his mother Shachi, Gora Chandra awarded her appropriate spiritual happiness. Dilena Parananda. Dilena Parananda. He awarded her, he gave to her. As long as the Lord was engaged in congregational chanting of the holy names of Hari, Mother Shachi remained devoid of external consciousness. Purport. Since Mother Shachi was distressed when Lord Vishwambhar fell to the ground, Gaurasundar had her become absorbed in ecstasy during Hari Sankirtan, and he stole away her external consciousness. Then Shachi felt happiness devoid of all distress. So he himself, in other words, Lord Chaitanya put his mother in a state of consciousness, not exactly the same state, but an internal consciousness. As he was not feeling anything falling on the ground, she would not perceive anything of him falling on the ground, because she would be just absorbed in Harinam. She said, yes, my son is there and he's dancing. She wouldn't see. She could not see him crashing on the ground or perceive it, because she was in her own internal consciousness absorbed in the Harinam Sankirtan. Prabhuranande nirtya nahi avasar ratri dine bhari gai sava anuchar. There was no break in the Lord's ecstatic dancing. All his associates chanted around him day and night. Ratri dine. Kondina prabhura mandire bhaktagan sabe gai yena nache shri sachinandan. Sometimes the devotees chanted at the Lord's house while Sri Sachinandan danced. So this is what we heard. When Sachimata is witnessing this crashing of the Lord on the ground, that's when he chanted, had kirtan performance in his house. And sometimes he would go to the house of Srivas Thakur or other devotees. Kakana Ishvara Bhave Prabhura Prakash Kakana Rodana Kare Bhale Munidas. Sometimes Lord Vishwambhar manifested his mood as the supreme controller, Ishvara Bhav. And sometimes he cried while saying, I am the servant, Munidas. Chittadhiya Shunabhai Praburavikar Ananta Brahmande Sama Nahika Jahar. Oh brothers, Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author, says, please hear attentively about the Lord's transformations of ecstatic love, which are unique throughout the innumerable universes. The transformations of Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love of God can never be compared with the transformations, this word vikara means transformation, of any devotee's ecstatic love within the 14 worlds. It is understood that cheaters may imitate the Lord's exhibition of ecstatic love in order to deceive people who are devoid of love of God. So oftentimes, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he addresses this point about cheaters, imitators, charlatans, and various apasampradayas, because they were quite prevalent in Bengal at that time. People that would, they would come into a temple, a kirtan party, and it was almost pre-planned and rehearsed, pre-rehearsal, what they would do at a certain juncture. There'd be many people in a temple taking darshan, so this kirtan mandali would come in, they would start chanting very ecstatically and playing their drums. I've seen in Mayapur also. I used to stay 2 months every year in Mayapur. One group would come in and they would carry peacock feathers and they would do a peacock dance. There's quite a lot of interesting personalities in Bengal. And then while they're chanting, then someone else will go, ah! And then they'll roll on the ground and then they'll start crying so many tears and start trembling. Ah, Hari Baba, Hari Baba. And all the Bengali ladies go, ooh, 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 ooh. You know, they go, you know, all this like peacock sound, which is supposed, it's called Mangaladwani actually. We laugh, but it's called Mangaladwani. It's auspicious sound, and it's part of the actual Vedic culture to make this sound like a peacock at birth ceremonies and other kirtans or whatever. So that sound goes on, and everyone gathers around, oh, he's in Mahabhav, he's in Mahabhav. And people, and they just stay there like this, and they throw money and this and that, and then one of the people in their party collects all the money, and then they stay there, and this, and these yatris that are there, they're throwing the money, they have to go because they came by bus, and then they leave the temple and go. Then when they go, then the people stand up, okay, that was good, you know, and then, and then they go to the next temple. So these type of imitators and showmen are there, kirtan showmen. So this is being indicated here in these purports, which were written about 1920s, like 80, 90 years ago. So we'll hear more about this chanting and dancing tomorrow. Unique ecstatic expressions unseen throughout all the universes.